Hello?
Hello, this is Will Gomez calling on behalf of Med Research. I spoke to you last week about a survey. You asked me to call back this week. I don't know if you have time to take the survey now.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Thank you so much. First question, how many children do you have living with you and attending kindergarten through 12th grade?
None.
Any nephews, grandchildren, nieces?
I've got grandchildren.
Okay, how many?
Five.
Okay, thank you. Next question. What is your age? How old are you?
I am 57.
57. Okay, thank you. Next question. How would you describe your gender?
Female.
Thank you. How would you describe your race?
White.
Thank you. What grades are your children currently in?
First grade to junior in high school.
Okay, thank you. Which of the following best describes the school where your children are enrolled this year? Is it a public school run by a school district? Is it a public charter school? Is it a parochial or Catholic school? Is it a non-Catholic private or independent school? Is it homeschooling?
It's public school.
Public school? Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
So you mentioned you had a child in first grade. The following several questions will be about this child. First, which of the following best describes the school where your first grade child is enrolled this year? It's still a public school, you said, correct?
Yes.
Okay. When it comes to your first grade child progress in reading this school year, would you say you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
Not too concerned.
Not too concerned. To the best of your knowledge, is your first grade child reading at the level expected for students of their age group, yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Has your first grade child pediatrician ever discussed with you how you can support your child's reading development at home, yes or no?
No.
No? Okay, thank you. What information do you use to understand your first grade child's progress in reading and writing? Information from child's teacher, grade report cards, parent-teacher conferences, literacy screeners, conversations with my child, English language arts like MCAs?
I'm sure all of the above.
All of the above? Okay, thank you so
much.
Okay, next question. Do you agree or disagree with the following statement? I have received feedback about my first grade child's reading progress this year from their school. Do you agree or disagree?
Agree.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you. Does your first grade child's school provide any of the following resources to children who need help with reading, such as one-on-one instruction from specialists, small group instruction, resources to use at home to help practice reading, access to an outside specialist, a specific diagnosis to help you understand what your child's reading challenges are? Any of those?
None.
None? Okay. Okay. Thank you. Have you ever looked for help outside of school to support your first grade child's reading progress? For example, hire a tutor, enroll in extra reading classes outside?
No.
No? When your first grade child's reading, I'm sorry, when your first grade child is reading at home and they come across an unfamiliar word, which of the following best reflects their approach? They sound out the letters in the word and they try to say them together to make a word. They try to guess the word based on context clues such as pictures and other words in the sentence, or neither of these approaches?
The second one.
The second one? Okay, thank you. How effective do you think your child's school has been so far at teaching your first grade child how to read? Very effective, somewhat effective, not too effective, or not at all effective?
Very effective.
Very, okay, thank you. Do you know what curriculum is used in your first grade child school for reading or English language art classes? By curriculum, we mean the types of instructional materials, methods, and classes the school uses to teach in a specific subject. Yes or no?
Could you say that again? I'm sorry.
Okay. Do you know what curriculum is used in your first grade child's school for reading or English language arts classes. By curriculum, we mean the types of instructional materials, methods, and classes the school uses to teach in a specific subject. Do you know yes or no?
Yeah, I see what's coming home, what they're using.
Okay, thank you. Now, thinking about the tools and methods teachers use in classrooms to help kids learn how to read, how familiar are you with each of the following? Reading recovery, are you familiar?
No.
No? Whole language, are you familiar?
What language?
Whole language, W-H-O-L, whole
language. No, I'm not familiar.
Okay, textbooks by Fountas or Pennell?
No.
No? Tree queuing or queuing?
I don't know what that is.
Okay, what about sight words, lists, or flashcards?
Yes.
Are you very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not too familiar?
Very familiar.
Okay, thank you. What about guessing from context?
Yes.
Very familiar or somewhat familiar?
Very familiar.
Okay. What about sound it out?
Yes.
Very
familiar.
Thank you.
Yeah.
What about phonics?
I'm not sure.
Okay, no problem. Next question. Just so you know, we're almost done now. For what you know, what do you think research has shown is the best or most effective way to teach kids how to read? Phonics, which means sounding out words, cueing, which means guessing words from context and sentence structure, or a combination of both?
The first one.
Okay, phonics, thank you. Research has found out that cueing, which is asking children to guess words from context and sentence structure, does not effectively support reading progress. However, cueing is still a strategy used in many Massachusetts schools. Knowing this, will you say you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned about the use of cueing in some schools?
Not very concerned.
Not very concerned, okay. So that means somewhat concern.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. How much have you heard or read recently about students in Massachusetts scoring below grade level on reading tests? Have you heard a great deal, a fair amount, just a little, or nothing at all?
Not at all.
Not at all? Okay, thank you. As you may know, more than half of the students in Massachusetts are not reading at expected levels by third grade. Knowing this, will you say you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
Yeah, very concerned.
Thank you. To the best of your knowledge, are schools in Massachusetts required to use evidence-based reading curriculum, that is, curriculum that has proven to work in teaching students how to read, or not?
Do I agree with it?
Do you know
about
it? Is that
what you're saying?
Do you know?
What do I know about?
If schools are required to use evidence-based reading curriculum.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Oh, you don't know? Okay, thank you.
No.
Next, do you think schools should be required to use evidence-based reading curriculum, which means curriculum materials that are proven to work in teaching students how to read, or not?
Yes.
Definitely yes or probably yes?
Probably yes.
Thank you. Who do you think should be most responsible for ensuring students are reading at an expected level? School districts, schools, state education officials, teachers, school administrations, or parents?
Could you say that once more? Sorry.
Okay. Who do you think should be most responsible for ensuring students are reading at expected levels? School districts? Schools, state education officials, teachers, school administrations, or parents?
I think all of them.
All of them? Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Next question. Does your first grade child have dyslexia? Yes or no?
No.
No, okay, thank you. Does your first grade child have an individualized education plan, sometimes called IEP, yes or no?
No.
No. Does your first grade child receive service for English language learners, sometimes called ELL, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. To the best of your knowledge, does your first grade child identify as LGBTQIA+ or not?
No.
No, thank you. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What languages are spoken regularly at home?
English.
Only?
Yes.
Thank you. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
A couple years of college.
Okay, thank you. Last year, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Just stop me when I get to the right category. Below 25? 25?
Below 25.
Okay,
below 25.
Thank you. Finally, what is your five-digit zip code?
01835.
Thank you. Next question. Sometimes reporters like to contact survey respondents to conduct a brief follow-up interview. We will need to pass along your answers and your name and phone number to a reporter for this purpose. Your responses to the survey will never be used in any report without your permission. Would you be willing to be contacted by a reporter, yes or no?
Sure.
Okay. Would you like to participate in future research focus groups or surveys about Massachusetts and your community? Participants who take part in focus groups will receive a $100 gift card, yes or no?
Sure, yes.
Thank you. What is your first name?
Carolyn.
Carolyn, with a K or a C?
A C.
Okay. Last name?
O'Neill.
O'Neill, okay.
It's E-I-L.
Okay. O'Neill, what is the best phone number to reach you? The one I called you?
Yes.
Can you please spell it for me once again?
978-914-5154.
Okay, thank you. What is the best email address to reach you?
30 Presidential Drive, Haverhill.
No, your email. Email address.
My email? cawie7849@gmail.com.
Okay, hold on. I got lost for a minute. cawie?
7849@gmail.com.
@gmail.com. Let me repeat that for you. That will be cael7849@gmail.com, correct?
No. C as in cat, A as in apple, W as in wig, I as in igloo, E as in egg.
Okay.
7849.
Okay. So
it's @gmail.com.
Okay, so it's cawie7849@gmail.com, right?
Yes.
Okay. Do you prefer to be contacted by text, message, or email?
Text.
Text, okay. Then that will conclude our survey. Thank you so much for your time and participation. We'll be in contact with you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.